Died there. Elena lives in a small mobile home park in Nogales, Arizona. The wooden fence that surrounds her property sways in the breeze of a windy morning. Some of her youngest grandchildren play in her neat living room. She shushes them and sends them off to one of the bedrooms. And then she talks about her dead grandson, Jose Antonio.
Y lo peor es que la manera en que lo mataron.
9 months ago, the teenage boy was shot and killed by U.S. Border Patrol agents. The agents said they were defending themselves against a hail of rocks being thrown at them from the Mexican side of the border. Police reports describe a hectic few minutes where federal agents came under attack and then an agent and possibly two fired into Mexico. Jose Antonio was hit 6 times. Elena and her family say the boy was innocent. A witness reports he wasn't even with the group attacking the agents.
It becomes real chaotic, and it happens very quickly is what people don't realize is. They get into a high-response situation. Everything happens very quickly. I mean, the whole thing could be over in less than 3 minutes from start to ending, and it seems like it's taking hours.
Terry Kirkpatrick retired as an Immigration and Customs Enforcement official in 2010. He's been following the case closely ever since it happened.
I would be questioning if it was one of my agents as to why that happened.
In the past year, the Border Patrol has come under criticism for its use of force policy. Since 2010, agents have killed 17 people along the Mexican border. The policy states agents can shoot to defend themselves if they feel their life is at risk. And in each case, agents said they were being attacked, some with rocks or cars, or some with physical assault. But it's not always clear if the person shot was actually involved in assaulting the agent. That's especially true in the 7 cases involving an agent firing into Mexico. Under the Senate's Immigration Reform Bill, proposed changes to the policy are small. Within 6 months, Homeland Security and the Department of Justice must establish a policy for accepting and investigating complaints. That happens already, but at a snail's pace. The overall policy will also be reviewed. But the secretive aspects of the investigations remain unchanged. In the October case, neither the public nor the family of the dead teenager know the names of the agents involved. Michael Nicely was chief of the Border Patrol in Tucson for 3 years. He says the lack of transparency in Border Patrol shooting cases is what leads to the criticism.
The public understands that Border Patrol agents have to use deadly force from time to time, but they do not understand why the government doesn't tell them these were the circumstances. Our agent did exactly what he was supposed to do, and unfortunately someone was killed.
For Taide Elena, it's been 9 months since the killing. To this day, the FBI has the case, but has not contacted the family or told them anything about the investigation.
Nada, completamente nada.
She says the lack of learning anything about the case hurts the most right now. Reporting from Nogales, Arizona, I'm Michelle Marisco.